This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The stock market is having a very good day. It is up 675 points, reflecting a very strong performance by Asian markets overnight. Now, White House Economic Council advisor Larry Kudlow earlier today was asked why the booming stock market with so much unemployment.
I think a number of reasons. First of all the curves are flattening and moving downward, mortality and new cases. Second of all, a lot of talk about a speedy movement towards vaccine, moving faster than these companies have ever done before. We've deregulated a lot to allow them to do that. We are partnering with the private sector. That's President Trump's philosophy. Also, a lot of progress on therapies and medicines, which may surface this summer.
Mr. Kudlow spoke to reporters earlier today. The World Health Organization's executive director, Dr. Mike Ryan, has warned that the world remains in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak as countries continue to struggle to contain it and others rapidly reopen even as cases rise. Dr. Ryan said cases were climbing all over the world. He also had a warning for those countries where it appears they've got the virus on the run.
The disease can jump up at any time. We cannot make assumptions that just because the disease is on the way down now that it's going to keep going down and then we're going to get a number of months to.
The Afghan government plans to release 900 more Taliban prisoners on May 26th as a ceasefire by the militants enters its third and final day. The break in fighting, which came into effect on May 24th to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, was for the most part being maintained across the country. This is VOA News. Stormy weather is threatening to delay SpaceX's first astronaut launch. A SpaceX rocket is scheduled to blast off tomorrow from Florida, carrying a Dragon capsule with NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken to the International Space Station. That'll be the first time astronauts launch from the U.S. in 9 years and the first for a private company. U.S. Africa Command says Russia recently deployed military fighter aircraft to Libya to support Russian state-sponsored private military contractors who are helping forces fighting the U.N.-supported Libyan government. The Russian fighter aircraft arrived at Al-Shufra airfield in Libya from an air base in Russia after a stop in Syria where they were repainted to camouflage their Russian origin. Now that according to AFRICOM. The fighter jets are expected to provide close air support for Russian military contractors with the Wagner Group, who have been supporting Libyan strongman General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army in their year-long offensive against the country's government of national accord. Dozens of Mexican health workers in Mexico City are demanding that authorities provide them with proper personal protective equipment needed for attending two coronavirus patients. The workers blocked roads in the capital city during a protest, claiming Mexican officials are putting their health at risk by giving them poorly made equipment. Protesters said they are asked to reuse uniforms and N95 masks after several of their colleagues became infected and even died. Two of Europe's hottest vacation destinations made some major steps toward getting those tourists back. Yesterday, the Spanish government says it's going to allow international flights without a two-week quarantine starting on July 1st. Greece, too, is calling out for vacationers and their money. On Monday, it opened up Greek Isles again to travel, as well as allowing cafes and restaurants to reopen as part of the gradual lifting of restrictions. Italy's world-famous archaeological site Pompeii reopened to the public yesterday as the country's coronavirus lockdown lifted, though there were more guides there than tourists. The exceptionally preserved remains of an ancient city covered in volcanic ash nearly 2,000 years ago after the eruption of nearby Mount Vesuvius are usually the country's second most visited site after the Colosseum in Rome. But on Tuesday, its most iconic ruins, like the amphitheater, lay absolutely empty. A junior British government minister to Scotland resigned Tuesday over Prime Minister Boris Johnson's failure to fire his top aide for breaching coronavirus lockdown rules by traveling to visit his family. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA.